Hammurabi was one of the kings who had been ordered early in his reign to send troops to the king of Elam. And so from these demands, we get a sense of a very powerful ruler off to the east who is able to control what is happening in internal Babylonian politics. In 1765, Hammurabi had received aid from other cities, including 2,000 troops from Mari, which were sent by Hammurabi's then ally, the king of Mari, Zimri Lim. This gave him the strength to lead an attack against the Elamites. Zimri Lim had some trouble conscripting enough troops to lend to the king of Babylon. His general related to the king that he had had to threaten to kill a prisoner if the necessary contingents did not report for service. The threat worked remarkably well, for the general later noted in his report how happy the soldiers were to go to battle for this foreign king, Hammurabi. Zimri Lim's generosity was probably motivated by the gifts or pay given to the troops by Hammurabi, and this is reported in a receipt from Hammurabi's archives. Undoubtedly, some large portion of this gift given by Hammurabi to the soldiers was then conveyed to Zimri Lim himself. We don't often get details like this about how men were collected to supply an army. So this is a very relevant and important piece of evidence, because we see that kings could negotiate with other rulers to help flesh out their own troops. After a year of fighting, the king of Elam surrendered to Hammurabi. Hammurabi wrote to Zimri Lim, "The ruler of Elam wanted to devour the land of Babylon. Now, however, when a king mentions Hammurabi, he says sweetly, 'There is peace.'" And so we see that Hammurabi really did inflict what must have been a very surprising victory against a foreign enemy that no one could have expected him to defeat. This emboldened Hammurabi to take on Rim-Sin, the king of Larsa, who ruled from 1822 to 1763 BC. Rim-Sin was the most successful Mesopotamian ruler in several generations. The city-state of Larsa commanded much of southern Babylonia, as Rim-Sin challenged and annexed the cities of Uruk, Eridu, and other cities that we've become familiar with over time. The year that Hammurabi took the throne of Babylon in 1792 was the year when Rim-Sin controlled lands from the Persian Gulf north to Nippur. So Rim-Sin reached the height of his power just as Hammurabi took the throne. After the defeat of the Elamites, Hammurabi moved against Rim-Sin, claiming that he was taking the offensive at the request of the gods. Hammurabi quickly moved through the lands of Larsa, capturing smaller cities with apparent ease, and then besieged Larsa with Rim-Sin and his people inside the city. The siege required an enormous number of troops. We only have Rim-Sin's army accounts, and he had marshaled 40,000 troops at his side. We don't know what the size of Hammurabi's army was. We do know that Hammurabi's army had to stay for 6 months besieging Larsa before the city ran out of food and Larsa was captured, as was Rim-Sin, shortly after the city fell. In Larsa and its old territory, Hammurabi quickly established himself as the new legitimate leader. He occupied Rim-Sin's palace, and he began to try and control crime. During the period when Hammurabi and Rim-Sin were fighting, this had been a time of chaos. There were numerous reports of robbers on the highways. So Hammurabi, with his army, was able to rid the highways of this danger.